Wednesday, March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility, celebrated internationally to recognize members of the transgender community and raise awareness of the discrimination they often face. This is Lisa Berry, and it's also being observed in Washtenaw County. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Washtenaw County Commissioner Jason Morgan. Good to talk to you again, Jason.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to be with you.
So I understand in Washtenaw County, this observation is going to begin with a flag-raising ceremony at 200 North Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor?
Yes. So we will be raising the Transgender Pride flag at the County Administration Building as a show of visibility for our transgender friends, neighbors, and to make sure that they know our community and our county are supporting them and embracing the diversity of our community.
How important is that, especially this year?
I think it's really important. We've done this for a few years now, and I think it's especially important this year. We know that the transgender community has been particularly hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and we need to make sure that we're working with our community partners to not just recognize and celebrate transgender individuals, but also to serve and support them so that they know they have a chance to thrive in Washtenaw County.
So this flag just goes up once a year?
Yes, so we do it once a year, and, you know, for some people, they think it's unnecessary. We don't need to do it because the community is obviously supportive, and for others, it means a lot to them, and I think it really means a lot to make sure that people know our county embraces and supports everyone in our community. I think we often take for granted how warm and accepting Washtenaw County is, and so any opportunity to make sure that's clear. We want to take that opportunity to do so.
I saw your fellow Commissioner Katie Scott pointed out, due to the past administration, people may not necessarily be feeling the positive affirmations about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think people in our community take for granted how hard the last year, not just of the pandemic, but in the prior administration, how hard that was on our transgender residents. We still have a huge debate around youth sports, and we have even states passing executive orders preventing people from playing the sport of the sex that they identify with. And we want to make sure that it's clear in Washtenaw County, we're here, we support you, and we embrace who you are.
Anything in the works to further that locally in the county?
So yes, actually, this past year, we passed a comprehensive equity and inclusion statement and non-discrimination and anti-harassment policy here in Washtenaw County, which was, I would argue, one of the most sweeping changes we've made through county government in many years, outlining that every facility should have gender-neutral restrooms and that those restrooms that are not gender-neutral should be very clearly noted that anyone may use the restroom of the sex that they identify with. So I think we're doing a lot here in Washtenaw County to not just talk about embracing diversity, but really walk in the walk at the same time.
We've all been impacted by social distancing and miss seeing our friends and colleagues. How do you think that's impacted the transgender community?
Well, I think we know that there is a disproportionate impact on our transgender residents from not only discrimination, but the impacts of health disparities and outcomes and poverty. And so this pandemic has just exacerbated all of those challenges. And I think that's why it's especially important this year to highlight our community and make sure that we're providing them support and services to make sure that everybody has a chance to get ahead here.
So Wednesday morning, March 31st, there will be a flag raising ceremony at 200 North Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor in commemoration of this Transgender Day of Visibility. And I know you can't ever tell people how to think or feel, Jason Morgan, but what would you like this to raise in people's minds?
My hope is that people will see this flag, and if they are a transgender individual in our community, they will feel welcomed and accepted and recognized. And for those who see the flag and aren't sure what it is, I hope they'll look it up and become more aware of what it means to be transgender in our community and how they can be a good ally.
Anything else you want to add to the conversation?
I think the only thing I would add is that folks are welcome to come join us if they hear about it before. But otherwise, we just hope that they will take the day to recognize our transgender friends and neighbors.
And if you do go, wear your mask and socially distance and all that stuff we've been hearing about for the past year.
Absolutely.
Jason Morgan, Washtenaw County Commissioner, hope you are well. And thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Great. Thanks so much.